This is Wild About Utah.
Morning for the spring dandelion is gentle and calm. The world is no longer a struggle, but instead a serendipitous balm. Your yellow buds open upon you, sneaking between others some pink and white, more colors even still in the waxing new day's light. There is no better time for the dandelion than when spring has sprung. The leaves are fresh green, and so is the fresh dung. Birds do sing high up in the stretching, yawning trees, staking their turf edges and new nesting eaves. Spring, when sprung well, sizzles with waking signs of kin abloom drawn with straight-growing lines. One end towards the sun, the other down towards the deep, until some roots build taps and others go on the creep. The days are now joyous choruses of neighbor raucous crocuses, avian acrobats whirling, spinning, diving like ferocious locuses. Shades of toothed green batten down the laden earth, soaking and drinking and filling to the fullest milky girth. And as the sun sets on each new spring day, I am reminded of the new presence by the heat that stays, radiating, glowing even after the moon has shone, continuing the journey of growth and what has grown. It's amazing to think that each year the world mends its browns and all hues to life and all bends, from sails to seeds to germ and blossom. Dandelion life is both humble and awesome. So this spring, when sprung, look out your window or door. Remember that life gives always life more and more. If in doubt, don't wait. Be like the dandelion flower, thriving in cracks and interrupting silly lawns with unrelenting, blissful dandelion power. I'm Patrick Kelly, and I'm Wild About Utah.